to the Tax Day Tea Party.
700 spots, thousands to hundreds of different people protesting. It was the Tea Party Day, or Tax Day for some, or anti-tax protest for others. Hey, even the White House got hit with the tea bags. In fact, they had to send out a robot to pick up the tea bags that were thrown over the fence onto the lawn. Hey, that's where we start, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a good one. Hope that you took care of whatever your tax situation is, because there's nothing like sweating it out at the last second. And I know some people just got in under the wire. Either you did it early today, or you're looking for an extension. If you call us, tell me which one you are. ETE, which one? Early, today, or an extender? You got to label everybody, right? On this show, we freely do that. So give us a call at 800-259-5791. Your reaction to the protests, in some cases you had thousands. There were some really big swells of groups in areas like Atlanta and Washington, D.C., etc. And then there were some smaller groups, too, that gathered in the square, or they were out in front of the state courthouses and that kind of thing. And of course, the shot back is that this is the beginning of right-wing extremism, and that these people are crazy, and really it's veiled in a protest that Barack Obama is president. And I'm going to say that's BS. You might have a handful of people that would fall into that category or could wear that label. But I'm going to say this, and I say this constantly on the show, so I'm going to jump up onto the soapbox and give it to you the way I always give it to you, right from the very beginning. Here is the deal. If you want to make change, you have to act. You have to let your voice be heard. After all, this country was founded on that. If nobody protested, and if there wasn't a revolution, we would still be curtsying and bowing to the Queen of England and be apparently ruled by the Prime Minister and Parliament. So that's where our history started, because we wanted religious freedom. We wanted to be able to have a voice. That's why we have the Constitution. And for all the world to see, a big part of that document certainly holds up. So you had the president who came out and said that he's going to redo the tax code he understands and all that same sort of thing, because he had to react to some of the protests. Well, this is what the deal is. You have people who want to get elected. They like being your congressman or woman or senator, etc. And they're people that are going to be up for re-election in a couple of years. And if you push, if you email, if you call, if you send letters, it does make a difference. It's not a bunch of right-wing whining, in my opinion. There might be some people, like I said, that could fall into an extreme category, but I would say the same thing with the so-called left part of the world, with a, quotes, leftist liberal. So at this point, I'm going to say it's people who got up, got out, and decided to say the way they felt, decided to vent about overtaxation, about bailouts handed out to people who already had cash and they're not getting bailed out of their current situation, people who could barely afford to keep up their mortgage but did, and then found out that all the people around the block were going to get bailed out anyway. So why did they keep up the payments when they really couldn't afford to do it, and they have holes in their sneakers because they're trying to make those payments on time? So pressure, 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 and it's got to be put on the representatives because they represent you. Remember, you elect the people that are in there, whether you're in the great state of Connecticut or Illinois or Michigan, listening to us in Kalamazoo, my friend Pete, where are you? Also our friends in California, etc. That's what you do. You pull the lever. I guess you don't pull the lever anymore. You go in and you touch the screen. That's why you pay attention to who's running and what they stand for, because they're going to be the person that's the face of your district. They can represent you in every way and every twist, and they will if you use your voice and you have a voice, America. So I think that the Tea Party's were great. It wasn't just a bunch of right-wing whining. Go ahead, get up there. Get out there. You don't have to be a radical. If there were no protests, I'll say it again and again and again and again. If there were no protests, we wouldn't have the country that we have today. So be proud about that. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Mark, who's listening to us in the great state of New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I'm in league with the people in Texas. You know, I've been watching Keith Olbermann and Glenn Beck tonight. I just find it funny how we can have a million man march with a million supposed black men can go to atone for their problems back in the 90s. We can have a million mom march against gun violence. But how come the people on the right side of the spectrum can't peaceably march as the Constitution says that we can? And there's no problems. You know, we had a leftist anarchist march recently, the G20 summit. They destroyed the Bank of Scotland.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm not going to sit here, right. I'm not going to sit here and defend corporations, right? But they marched and they destroyed. Millions of people marched and made their voices heard because Congress, as I told you once before, again and again and again, they work for us. People are tired of seeing their tax money squandered. Now, Olbermann made a point about corporate welfare. We are just as pissed off about that as we are about the federal government. But the power to tax is the power to destroy. We have rules and regulations, and people are fed up. And, you know, I want to make this connection to this Homeland Security document that General Napolitano came out with, you know, blaming so-called returning veterans. I told you that they're peeing on you, your veterans. Look what this Democrat administration with the people he's put together is going to call us right-wing nut jobs. You want to call me right-wing nut jobs because I talk about the right to self-defense and firearms and I have guns and ammo? Fine. Call me all the names you want. Follow me around. I haven't said that we should revolt and overthrow the government, but our Constitution and Declaration of Independence tells us that we can do it because they've overstepped their bounds. But we haven't gone there yet, but we're just saying, you know what? We had enough. We want transparency. We want openness. And you work for us, Congress, and we voted you in, and we can vote you out. And I find it funny, and they're talking about right wing and all these militias and supposedly military veterans are going to help us with their training. But they didn't tell, the Homeland Security fell down on a job. They told you, remember the arsons all over the country, that some of it was terrorism related? They're not telling you about it. They're falling down about the Islamists, the Somalis that were in Minnesota that went for training. What are you, the hell are you talking about? You're falling down on the job, and now you're trying to blame us for what's going on? Yeah. It is absolutely disgusting, Kate, and I'm just happy that the people got out, and I hope something comes of it, that the people that were voted in the 2010 elections, peaceably we get them the hell out of office.
I agree.
And, you know, if it comes otherwise, then it does. But we have the right, and they're just afraid because they think that we're all gun-owning nuts. There are Democrats, there are Republicans, there's independents, everybody's involved. We want to know that our tax money is going for the right things, and we're tired of all these regulations. We're being squashed like the Soviet people.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Thanks, Mark. 800-259-5791. Are you as passionate about Mark is about this country? And you heard what he said. It's right. We have the right to be, to express our opinion. And as I was saying, and he was agreeing, and he was saying, it's about the people that you elect. So it's your turn to vent. It's our town square here in America tonight. 800-259-5791.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 15, 2009. Gold opened at $896.20 this morning. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $922.28, $461.14 for the half ounce, and $230.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $922.28, $461.14, and $230.57.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. FitLeg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Fellow patriots, individuals who embrace the concepts like lower taxes and smaller government and freedom for every individual. I'm talking about states' rights. That are enshrined in the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution. Unfortunately, those protections have melted away over time. Since the U.S. Constitution was first ratified, the federal government has slowly, steadily, and successfully eroded the notion of states' rights. The founding fathers understood something. They understood that one size fits all doesn't work. It sure doesn't work in a country as big as America, and it darn sure doesn't work in Texas. Our economic strength, the strength of Texas' economy, compared to that federal budget mess up there, the troubles that we see in other states, it proves that Texans know how to run Texas. We are living proof that when government lowers taxes and it reduces spending and it encourages private sector growth, that good things can happen. When Washington interferes with our proven approaches, experience tells you what the outcome will be, and it's not pretty. I happen to agree with the seventh governor of this great state, Sam Houston. And he said, Texas has yet to learn submission to any oppression.
A nut to some, a sage to others. That's the voice of Rick Perry. He is the governor of Texas, and he had about 1,500 Texans out listening to him speak. He was outside of course, City Hall in Austin, and talking about not standing for what's going on in Washington, holding a press conference saying that he throws his support, you heard that, to the House Concurrent Resolution 50. And, of course, what is that? It's supporting states' rights under the 10th, baby, the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. And what's all the fuss about? It's the bailout money, the TARP money, the stimulus money, all that kind of stuff. A lot of people think Perry is, his stock is rising because of this, and it's simply great stuff. Others think that he's full of crap. I don't know where you fall on this. I would say that Governor Perry is smart to carry this banner because there are a lot of people, especially in Texas, that are fuming over the, some of the things that are happening. And he has an opportunity to make an impact since there certainly is an opening in the GOP. Because who are the future superstars of the Republican Party after 8 years of Bush and Obama riding a crest of pretty decent popularity still, despite people turning out at the anti-tax tea parties and a lot of people not happy with the stimulus and bailout and all that sort of stuff? All in all, he's holding strong popularity-wise, not even 100 days, however, into office. But when you're going to run and when you're going to get your name out there and when you're going to generate the juice is now, because ultimately the people around Obama are looking for re-election, even right now in the beginning before he hit that 100-day mark. And tax day is a great day to lay it on the line because people are not happy. Who wants to pay taxes? Nobody. If you get taxes back, you're happy. If you owe money and you really can't afford it, you had to file an extension, you're trying to itemize, you're stressed out. I mean, you know the deal. Besides the three dreaded letters of AIG, what are the other three dreaded letters? That would be the IRS. People have nightmare stories. We've had them on the show in the last couple of weeks. We had a few people on who had problems with the IRS, and they were completely within their rights, filed everything on time, ended up having to pay fines, got the money back, but it took a long time for them to get the money back. So, understandably, people don't want to pay this thing. They want to keep the money in their wallets. They want to go and eat in restaurants and travel again and do the things that they were able to do when they had more disposable income. And where are we headed? And here's the problem with the government spending. The problem becomes, and what the Tea Party is highlighting, is what are you doing to the future? How many people are listening to me and you have small children, or you have kids that are teenagers, or you have grandkids? Ultimately, what's left for them? Because if you're not a selfish person and you're thinking of your fellow man, then you're thinking of the legacy. You're thinking of what you're handing back and what they're getting. What kind of world are they inheriting? As a kid, you know, how many times did I hear my mother say, oh, you have it better, you have it easier, you have the opportunities, da, 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 da. And her mother before her, the same thing. And, of course, there were more opportunities. But can we say that now? Are we headed in the direction where we're not going to be able to say that to kids? And wouldn't be that be a shame, because we're still a very young country. So if there were mistakes to be corrected, now's the time. So if you want to vent, feel free to do that here on America Tonight. If you haven't heard the show, I've said it before, my name's Kate Delaney. And for the past 3 years, I've been the host of the show, and we talk about everything. We zig and zag all over the place, like the crookedest street in the world. Where would that be? Or at least in the United States, Lombard Street, and that's in San Francisco. You never know which way we're going to twist. And, of course, heavy, heavy tax protests, and tax day being what it is, we're going to talk about taxes. We're also going to do sports shorts, because there were some things to talk about in the world of sports, and we'll hit the birthdays this day in history. It's always fun to look back, isn't it? Look back, see if we learned anything, or just remember some of the events worth noting. We go way back, too. We take the time machine, it's like Ted and Bill's Excellent Adventure, and we pop it all the way back to, like, the 1400s. So we'll take you from the 1400s all the way up to modern times. How about that? And that's coming up a little bit later. We do that each and every show. Plus, I'm going to shove somebody in the dungeon. I already got a suggestion here, because we do the dungeon deal every night. At least we're going to do that for a while here on ATN. I think it makes us feel better. So we have this dungeon, and maybe it's also in honor of the Tudors. I started watching the Tudors. They're on Showtime. I am so sucked into this, probably because I'm like a fan of history. And Henry VIII, man, they're bringing him to life. It's unbelievable. You read about the Henry VIII stories, and I did as a kid, and then you actually see this played out, and it's amazing stuff. So I'm bringing back the dungeon for whatever reason. And you have a chance to participate. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Who do you want to shove in the dungeon? And I actually got a note from somebody, Hal, listening to us in Dallas on KVCE, 1160 AM, and he wants to shove Rick Perry in the dungeon, doesn't agree with him, says he's just grandstanding, Kate. He's a lousy governor, and it would be brutal for the Republican Party if they actually selected him as the guy who could try to become the next president. Okay, so that's one suggestion. You can do that by hitting up the email or the number that I just gave you, 800-259-5791. Other events happening on the day. Oh, yes, it wasn't just people lining up to pay their taxes at the last second, jamming up the parking lot at the post office, or frantically pulling an all-nighter to itemize everything and whip out that TurboTax. Did I give underwear, socks, a couple of shirts, some chinos to charity? You know, they break that all down and then figure out how much that is. Actually, because I work for somebody who didn't get the tax stuff to us till really, really late, I ended up doing that TurboTax thing, and it worked out pretty well. You just play along. It's like a scorecard. Just follow along. Go down. Answer the 10,000 questions, and eventually, you get it done, okay? All right, here's a story that I wanted to talk about earlier in the show, and I get a chance to bring it up with all the guests and stuff that we have coming up and had already on ATN. But there was a 9-year-old boy who they think might have been trying to imitate a video game when he made a parachute and jumped to his death from his apartment building roof. What happened was he hobbled together a plastic bag and some rope, and he jumped off a 13-story Brooklyn building on Tuesday. And some people saw him actually go off the top of the building, and right near his body they found all that stuff and could tell that it was like he was trying to fly, not kill himself. Oh, and his mother had gone out to the store when he decided to jump off the roof. They think it could be something from WWE, and they're investigating to see if there's any characters that jump off buildings or parachutes. But can you blame television or video games when a kid emulates what they see? You know, if it's a good thing, then you like it. If it's a bad thing and it's horrible like this, it's tragedy. 800-259-5791.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronchnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There is a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
4448. So on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
What a great song, Bad to the Bone. You know, when I think of Bad to the Bone, I think of like tough, you don't jack with me kind of guys. If I made a list of those guys, one of them, a couple of them would actually be politicians. Only a few, I promise. One of them would be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I know he's done some pansy things since he's been the governor of California, but at the same time, he still is that manly man, right? He's not worried about these tea parties, actually, that are happening. Some of them did happen in California, only a few of them. The majority, the really big swells were in the East Coast, in Atlanta, in Washington, D.C. There were 700 different locations. People just fed up with the whole bailout nonsense and what's happening with the spending and all that sort of stuff. And, in fact, some of the clever signs that the crew was holding up, and there were a bunch of them, included this little gem. Congress is enslaving our children with debt. Restore the Republic. Uh-huh. So lots of people from California, New York, etc., meeting in the town squares, the state houses, tax day. Your chance to still continue to vet if you want to, where that would be vent with an N. You can do that by jamming on this number, 800-259-5791. Got to get it right. 800-259-5791. I was just talking about the kid and the fact that they think he was trying to imitate a wrestler from maybe WWE. They don't know they're investigating it, but what a sad story, huh? Thinking that if he put this little parachute together that was made out of a plastic bag, he could actually jump off the roof of a 13-story building and fly down to the bottom. And, of course, how sad, his mother's running out to do an errand to the grocery store, comes back, her kid's dead, splat on the ground, and there's no explanation for it. It might be one of those wrestling things, and he just thought that he had created a parachute, but obviously not. Now, what'll happen is if it leads to one of these wrestling deals, you'll see a lot of people that will protest in a different way and try to go after, you know, the WWE. And bottom line is you can't do that because that's the parents that have to police what a kid's watching and what he thinks and what they understand is reality and is not reality. I mean, maybe that's what the deal is. The line between the squiggly line anymore between reality and the cartoon world and the other world out there is somehow been erased because of overload of the tube or whatever it is. You know, tonight we've got our man Donovan Madsen with us, but last night we had Matt Johnson, and I'll ask Donovan this, but Matt Johnson said he was a TV nutball, that he was a TV head, and his parents, actually, he would get in trouble for watching too much TV. Sometimes, and I'm not blaming this woman for that because I don't know that, but sometimes the TV becomes like the babysitter, and you've got the constant pounding of all these different shows. And so if your kid watches wrestling, it's not so awful necessarily that they watch wrestling, but maybe explain to them, you know, you might not want to try this with your buddies in the backyard, and certainly nothing related to flying. And can you get inside the kid's head, and is it the mother's fault? No, but are there things that parents might do to kind of cut this off at the pass? Well, yeah, make sure that the squiggly line doesn't get erased. Donovan, were you a big TV dude?
I was not a huge TV fan.
You didn't try to emulate anyone. You didn't try to, like, do, you know, whatever, some superstar or hero or whatever. You didn't think, well, I can probably do that.
Well, I was kind of convinced of my own immortality, so I made up my own stupid stunts to do.
And luckily you're still with us, so you didn't do any damage to yourself, apparently, right?
Well, nothing permanent anyway.
Well, there you go. Nothing permanent. I mean, you know, it could be to that same thing. Boys will be boys, and you get scrapes and bruises. But, boy, going off of a 13-story building, that's taking it to a whole another extreme. It's just, I just chalk it up to a horrible tragedy and just maybe an awareness thing that you don't want the squiggly line to go away. Because if it gets completely erased, then there might be some confusion. Well, there's no squiggly line when it came to the protest with tax day. The anti-tax folks certainly out at these tea parties, as I mentioned, across the nation. And there's all kinds of labels flying around about the tea parties that, you know, it's right-wing wackos and nut jobs and extremism that's starting to rear its ugly head. And that, of course, is on the heels of Janet Napolitano's report as the Homeland Security Director that was alerting people to the fact that this was starting to bubble up across the country. And from everything that I saw on these protests, whether it was in Boston or California somewhere, in Los Angeles or San Francisco, hey, you know, it was nothing violent. So you had some protesters with signs. There was no bullet shot into the crowd. There was no rubber bullets. There was no tear gas. There was no pulling out the nightstick and slamming it on somebody. So I'm going to say that you have the right in this country to protest, whether we like it or not. You think of the pro-abortion, anti-abortion people. You think of all the various folks who will grab signs and let their voices be heard. So bravo to the people that showed up at these events that are fed up with, in particular, I think, the AIG and the bailout with the automakers and stuff really pushed a lot of people's buttons. I mean, how many people listening to me, wasn't that your threshold? when you just got pushed into the deep end of the pool and you weren't ready for it. You know, it was just too much to take. Because then you're looking at your own bank account, your own wallet, and you're just shaking your head and saying, well, this is, you know, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we keep giving this money out and be told that we have to do this. Otherwise, it's going to be curtains for the United States. It's going to make everything so much worse. And then people get panicky about the banks, and people are panicky about the markets. And I don't want to relive that whole negative cycle, but you get it. You know it. We're on that hamster wheel, round and round and round. And if you want to make a difference, then whatever side you're taking or whatever point of view, which is a better way to put it, express it. Write an email. I mean, people write emails all day long, stupid emails to their friends that aren't necessarily that significant, or jump on Facebook or Twitter. Well, this is your chance to do that to whoever your congressperson is or senator. And if you don't know who they are, I'll say it again. I'm going to say it each and every show, and I have said it for the past 1,000 shows. Send me an email and tell me where you live, and I'll send it back to you and tell you here's where you need to get in touch with them. I'll give you the email address. He doesn't want to get any emails, but he loves the bubble of fame when he loves to be in it. Yeah, I'm talking about the former Illinois governor who was booted out on his keister, right? Now he's going to star in that NBC reality show that I was telling you. Crazy name. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Uh-huh. Kind of like a Survivor deal. You plop them down in Costa Rica in a jungle. They got to do a bunch of physical things, and then they have to avoid elimination and perform for the cameras. So I love the headline that I saw somewhere. It was probably one of the New York papers, and it said Rod Blagojevich wanting to join reality television show. Okay, so that was pretty tepid. But the underneath caption, Jungle Boy Blago, because that's really the best name for him, wants to go to Costa Rica to film reality show. And this is, it's crazy. So he can't get enough of that glow. And here's a guy who could end up being thrown in prison for a while, because they've got a lot of tape on him, and he's been charged with a ton of things that won't lead to just a slap on the wrist with this whole fraud thing. If he pled guilty, he pled not guilty, rather, on Tuesday. And obviously, he must have a ton on his mind, but now he's going to add television show to the mix to that. Remember, he was impeached. He was booted from office. And he has a deal to write a book. He hosted a Chicago radio talk show for a day. He went to New York. He was on a ton of shows. David Letterman. He was on the estrogen-laden The View. And now he's getting into the business of reality TV. He needs, what, money and attention, and I guess TV is a way for him to get it. Because I think they've got him. And we'll see what a jury does, but I think they've got him where he's going to end up wearing some pretty, pretty, pretty orange jumper somewhere. I don't care if it's a country club prison they put him in or what. So, you know, soak up the limelight, baby, because he's going to be out of the limelight. He keeps claiming he's innocent and that he's just being completely victimized by his political enemies. And anybody out there buying that? What do you think? True or false? Think he's getting slammed? Think he's getting labeled? Or do you think he's guilty as sin and knows it and he's going down faster than the Titanic did? Yeah. I think it's that he's going down faster than the Titanic, and there's nobody, there's no lifeboat that he can crawl into. So lap it up, baby, because you're a national joke. You were certainly the target of Saturday Night Live, the parodies and the late night monologues. And now you're going to do a reality show, so that's going to continue. We're going to continue around the bend with a lighter side here on America Tonight.
Bullwinkle. Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time,
yeah, abracadabra, Captain Sully and his co-pilot, Jeff Skiles, they were amazing. Remember when they landed that plane back in January in the Hudson? Oh, yeah. U.S. Air. Still incredible to see that side shot of it coming down. Absolutely amazing. Well, the daily salute goes out to almost anybody. I just randomly picked someone that I think deserves some applause. So we've got the studio audience. Jeff Skiles actually started flying again just the other day. He is the first member of the crew to return to work since the incident. He was the co-pilot of the U.S. Air jet that slammed down in New York's Hudson River. So, yeah, we like that. Seemed like a subdued, nice, Midwestern kind of guy from Wisconsin, suddenly thrust into the national spotlight. And luckily, he kept his cool like Captain Sully did, and they got those people, you know, another few days here on the planet Earth. I love the story about the little girl who was sitting there with her father. The plane, all that stuff happens. The plane goes down in the water, and she turns to her father and says, "Daddy, the plane turned into a boat." Only kids could sum it up and put it in that innocent of a way. 800-259-5791 if you want to chime in. 800-259-5791. Sad story. I don't know if anyone caught this. I was actually at the grocery store the other day. Yeah, I do it as the least amount of time I spend in the grocery store. I hate it. The National Enquirer has new photos of Patrick Swayze, if you believe these photos, and I do. He's probably about 105 pounds. Boy, really sad. Shockingly, very skeletal looking. Obviously, the battle with pancreatic cancer has taken its toll on Patrick Swayze. Man, I just rewatched parts of that Dirty Dancing, and I think of some of the other movies that he was in that I thought were pretty cool. That's sad to hear that story. Boy, pancreatic cancer is such a life sucker out of people where they just dump that weight. And for no rhyme or reason necessarily, but once it gets a hold of you, boy, it's, for some people, you just go downhill. It's the actual survival rate for that form of cancer is not very good, not at all. I didn't realize this either. Everywhere you go, you see the golden arches. I mean, I bet that even no matter what, if you're a vegetarian, if you've sworn off fast food, I bet at least once a year, every single person in the United States, okay, I'm going to throw out babies, goes to a McDonald's. It's such an identifiable brand. You know, you talk about branding. Did you know the first McDonald's opened in Illinois back in 1955? I actually thought, I don't know why, I thought McDonald's was around even longer than that. But this is the cool part that I was going to tell you. You know, you have the dollar menu and the dollar value meal and all that stuff. The cost of a cheeseburger when they first flung open the Golden Arches doors and fattened up America, the first time they opened them, 19 cents for a burger. Fries were one dime. One dime for fries. I bet you they were pretty small portions, though. They certainly didn't have the supersize deal that we have now. That's crazy to think of, though. A dime? And I love this story about Michael Jackson, because everybody was talking about, oh, Michael Jackson's stuff is being sold. I mean, here's a great question for anybody that's going to pop on the 800 number or on AmericaTonight.net. Would you, of all the things you could pick up, and just because he's such a weirdo or because maybe you think of him when you were a kid or whatever, and just the whole lore of Michael Jackson, he's like that train wreck that you can't help but notice. Would you buy a piece of his memorabilia if you could get it for pretty cheap? Well, that was going around last week, that they were going to sell 2,000 of his personal items. And apparently, they've staved it off. Julian's Auction House reached an agreement. So they're not going to go on sale. And they didn't say what the agreement was about, but the King of Pop gets to keep his things, while Julian's is going to be allowed to keep the exhibit of the stuff open to the public. Because you can go and see his, I don't know, his gloves, his oxygen chamber, various things, various photos with famous people, all that sort of stuff, all his outfits for the music videos. Because people forget, I mean, before he was the nut guy, he was, when he was the pop star, and he was still a little strange, but he was the pop star, and he had the video, the whole Thriller thing, and the Pepsi commercials. I mean, he was the face of Pepsi for a long time. And he had those cutting-edge videos that now, I don't know where they would stack up with some of the stuff that's pretty clever going on that you see, like, that sometimes is unveiled at the Super Bowl, some of the spots with famous people. But I bet it would still kind of stack up. It's just that people are so anti-Michael Jackson. I think they would have busted it out all over the place. They would have made a ton of money on his stuff because it's the train wreck thing. It's the curiosity over Michael Jackson that I don't think will ever end. You know, earlier I was talking about a list of bad guys that you could put together that people would gasp or say, oh, that's the worst guy, everybody hates him, that would be O.J. Simpson. Well, if you put together another list, and notorious in a different way, just oddball, nutty things, curiosity, you could ask them a question, whatever. Michael Jackson would absolutely be on that list. As much as we talk about the jobless rates, and I mentioned it, I know, at least once during the show so far, 8.5%, highest in 25 years. So you look at the jobless rates and the credit, you know, the tight credit and all that stuff, and people wanting to dump their houses and whatever. So people are looking for new places to move. You know what the top 10 places are? I just saw a list on this. I'm going to go from 10. Number 10 on the list is Denver. Number 9 is Atlanta. Atlanta's a fun city. I mean, so is Denver, actually, too, if you can weather the snow and cold weather. New Orleans, I was stunned by this. Number 8, maybe because of opportunity rebuilding. Number 7 is Houston. Ugh, Houston has horrible weather. Your hair sticks to you in the summer. I mean, you're just a pile of sweat. San Antonio, 6. Dallas is 5, so that's 3 cities in Texas. 4 is Phoenix. 3 is Charlotte. 2 is Austin, Texas, so that's now 4. And the number 1, the top city for relocating, is Raleigh, North Carolina. So other than Denver, and then Atlanta can get kind of dicey weather, pretty much you're talking about a little bit of a warmer climate. I mean, mostly Sunbelt. A lot of that is Sunbelt places. And that's part of what they have in common. And also, so you've seen population growth there, but also the, like in Texas, why you have the 4 with Austin, I think, in Dallas and San Antonio and Houston, is while all of you today or yesterday were paying your taxes, and you got to pay state income tax, you don't pay a state income tax in Texas, and there still is the lure of not having to pay yet another tax. I think people, I mean, you pay for it in other ways through other taxes that are made up in the economy in Texas, but there's something about not having to write a check to the state as well. And I think part of that is the reason why you see those cities that are on there, and probably job opportunity too, because in the technology sector anyway, there are some jobs. They're still limited though, like Texas Instruments and stuff, where the Silicon Valley got slammed and there was a bunch of layoffs. And I think in some of the jobs in Texas, there is availability. So, and how about the first puppy? Now, all we see is picture after picture of this Portuguese water dog named Bo. I got a email here from Ted, and Ted says, "Kate, it was so funny the other night when you said Chinese water dog. I died laughing." He wasn't the only one. A couple other people hit me on that with some notes about the Chinese water dog. Okay, so I never heard of a Portuguese water dog. Give me a break. Portuguese water dog. And the funny thing is that the dog is 6 months old. So at 6 months, since I'm a new dog person, pretty much isn't that dog trained? Are they still considered a puppy? I think, aren't they a dog? When are they a full-grown dog? Is it a year? Is it 6 months? Where's the mark there? Not sure. Enlighten me, dog people. I'm new to this game. AmericaTonight.net.
You're cleverer than you look.
Still better than looking cleverer than you are.